Christmas gatherings are always something special. And through the years, there have been some wonderful moments of celebration with all of our homecoming friends. Pull up your chair and let's keep the joy going for another season. Today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and hey, welcome to Welcome to a Homecoming Christmas on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, alongside this great cast of characters, ready to get things started. Kevin Williams, Mark Lowry, Michael Booth,
that's me.
Buddy Green,
Rufus,
Lauren Talley,
hey.
Gene McDonald,
oh ho folks,
Corey Taft. And the one and only Bill Gaither, who has assembled some of the best musical parties I know of throughout the previous decades to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we'll revisit some of those moments today.
Picture in your mind's eye the reds and the greens and the winter scene and some of the most talented singers this side of heaven to tell the greatest story ever told.
And Bill, we've had some wonderful Christmas homecomings over the years, and we're going to highlight those today on our program.
Featuring the homecoming friends.
We drew the line between the days of hope and certainty. We drew the line between the times of BC and AD. Between the mess of word and flesh, between the wonder and the sign.
Everything was moving on as it had always moved. But in his love, our God above thought things could be improved. If some small start could make his mark and transform all mankind. So with a grin, he grabbed a pin and that baby drew.
Days of hope and certainty.
We drew the line
between the times of BC and AD.
We drew the path
of word and flesh between the wonder and the sign. History changed, we're not the same, we call the baby.
His little cry cut through the sky and split it all in two. His holy star lit up the dark, his smile pierced right through. The saddest soul had made it whole, the human and divine. And in that face I rest my case.
Wonder and the sign.
It's Homecoming Radio. Merry Christmas, everybody. Tori Taff is sitting here, and she is Mrs. Christmas. Tori, you've been around the homecoming world for quite a while, and you have seen some.
That's a nice way to say that.
You have seen some magnificent moments celebrating the birth. What's one of your favorites?
Oh my gosh, we've been on a lot of Christmas tapings, so I definitely have some fun and fond memories from that. But Mark, I hate to give you flowers while you're still alive, but. I have to say, every time we hear you start, Mary, did you know that you and this man with the harmonica on my right, Buddy, wrote, you'd think at this point we would be a little used to it, but I get goosebumps every time, and I think everybody sitting out in the audience does as well. I've seen it a million times. You step to the front, they start the music, and everybody starts clapping and sighing and cheering. It's just... it's remarkable to have that legacy, that song is associated with the two of you.
And you know what I love about that is it is the questions. Yes. Who would think to ask Mary questions?
Yes.
And yet Mark thought of the questions to ask Mary, which is cool to me.
But it resonates every single year.
You know, the thing that that blows my mind, and I've been there every night too to hear this, but it is the combination of some very philosophical, deep questions that Mary had to have. But here's this music, Buddy.
Perfect marriage.
That,
perfect.
You know, the
I agree.
The minor to the major, the minor to the major. And I'm sitting here and saying, some things in our lives are God things. And I think, and we've kidded and laughed and they had a lot of fun with it. But I think when it's all said and done, that was a God thing.
Yeah.
And it's totally out of our control. You were on the bus.
But it certainly had nothing to do with any formal musical education, I could say.
Didn't you tell me you were playing Christmas songs that day in the minor key, all the ones that were in the minor key?
Well, I was playing minor key songs, but they were old folk songs. You know, there were songs like Shady Grove, My Little Love, Shady Grove, I Say. And, you know, it was things like that. And so I was definitely in a minor mode in my mind. And so the first thing that popped in my head was a minor phrase, and I just, chased it. It just happened to be a good idea worth chasing.
Thank you for chasing it.
Well, thank you for giving me the lyrics.
I can still remember the other melodies I was presented with.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I just said, they're not marrying. Yeah. Like Bill said earlier, the music and the lyrics.
Yeah, it was so funny because I'd gotten pretty well into, I'd probably written a verse or so and thought, hey, this is sounding pretty good to me. I said, before I get too far and get, too in love with this, I better call Mark, see if he likes it.
Yeah.
And I remember calling him and saying, hey, Mark, listen to this. And I put it down and I started playing it. And I could hear, by the time I got to the end of the thing, I could hear Mark going, that's it.
hey, Buddy, tell him the story about going to Africa.
Oh, yeah. I had just written the song. In fact, Michael's version, Michael English's version might have come out.
Version
so
ever.
It was.
I love that version.
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
I mean, it was a brand new song, and I went to Africa on a trip, and we were in Ethiopia playing at the Canadian ambassador's home. It was part of a fundraising thing for a mission organization over there. And there was this amazing audience. And they wanted me there to sing. They said, can you sing country and Western music? And I said, sure. So I was playing, just a bunch of any country music I could still remember, But around this room were African chiefs. There was, an attaché from Japan. There were, Europeans and Africans and everybody. So I'd never played to an international audience like this in my life. And so finally somebody, I'd run out of country songs, and I said, hey, I sing a lot of gospel music. Anybody want to hear a gospel song? They said, yeah, sure. So I played Amazing Grace. I said, here's one I bet some of you know. And, everybody knew Amazing Grace. I said, well, hey, you want to hear a new gospel song? Sure. So I played Mary, Did You Know?
Play a little bit of it.
It was like, Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters. So I sang the song. You could have heard a pin drop in the room by the time I finished, and nobody applauded at the end. And I was like, it was a kind of an awkward silence. And there was this old Egyptian man on the front row, and he leaned forward and said, play that again.
Mm.
I went, wow, well, that's never happened. So I played it again. And at the end of that, everybody stood up and applauded.
Wow.
Wow.
Beautiful.
So I thought, wow, this could be a special song.
Yeah. This could work.
That's good.
There are times in all of our lives that God intervenes. And while you both here, I want to say this. God intervened with both of you on this song.
Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Can I say something about that lyric? You know, I think it was kind of ingenious, whether you planned it or not, but those are questions to Mary. But every question is shining this light on Jesus and his life and who he is. This amazing, just the revelation of his life, which was God incarnate in the world doing what only God can do. So that song in just sort of an ingenious way just encapsulates in 3 minutes the story of Jesus, the greatest story ever told, it put into a 3-minute song in a kind of a sideways way of telling it. It gets people thinking about Mary, but actually what they're thinking about is Mary's child.
It's all about the baby.
It's all about the baby, yeah. So thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you so much.
And I just want to say at the end, I just tell people everywhere about God. There are times in their life where God intervenes, and it's not us.
Can I tell you another story?
Yes.
When I was 11, this preacher came to our church and preached on Solomon and wisdom. And he said, if you want some of that, come on down here to this altar. And I was 11. I thought, I bet I could use some of that. So I went down to the altar and I prayed like everybody else was doing. And before I got up, I said, hey, and I want to do something that will outlive me. And I remember praying that and thinking that I'd like to do something that will outlive me, because I kind of always knew I was never going to get married, even back then. But I didn't want to just come here and have nothing that I left behind. Mm. And I remember asking that. And I hadn't thought about that prayer since that night until one day I was at Walmart buying CDs of Christmas. And I picked up Natalie Cole, and it was on there.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy?
Yeah.
And I didn't know she'd recorded it. I picked up Donny Osmond, and it was on there.
Has walked where angels trod.
I picked up all these that year, like everybody was recording it.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
That sleeping child you're holding is the great I
am. And that reminded me of that prayer. Now, I don't know if that's an answer to the prayer, but I think it could be.
I think it's an answer to that prayer, Mark. Yeah. I really do. None of us just happened here on this earth. We've all, you know, and it's no more, that's beautiful, but it's no more important than Mrs. Suffield up in Canada.
Oh, yes.
Who was cleaning toilets.
Yes.
In somebody's house and was on her knees. And God gave her the song, "Does the Place You're Called to Labor Seem So Small and Little Known? It is great if God is in it. He'll not forsake his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame." Bev Shea told me that story. She said, "Did you know Mrs. Upfield?" I said, "No, I didn't." Let me tell you the story.
Does the place you're called to labor
seem? Does the place that you're called to labor seems so small and little known? It is great if our God is in it, for he will not forsake his own. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it.
miraculous just happened. As J.D. said in one of his readings, God planned you all the time.
Isn't that something?
And you were here for a reason, buddy. You were here for many other reasons besides this, I'm sure. But
and the pot doesn't get to tell the potter what the pot's worth. The potter has told the pot what the pot's worth, and the pot doesn't get a vote. He thought you were worth dying for. How rude not to agree with him.
Yeah. And so it's a good opportunity for us to all salute you. We salute.
BR549.
As a Christmas homecoming continues.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Bill.
Let's try that again. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Bill. Oh.
You got the job, okay? Yeah.
What size coat you wear?
Hey, what would be one of your favorite homecoming songs?
Well, being a tenor singer, I always love to hear a different tenor singer sing "O Holy Night."
Oh.
So that is, and can I tell you why? In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So this, the one who spoke it all into existence, gives up all that glory to be born in a barn, and not only did he create all that is, these notes are his.
Yeah.
The vocal cords he created,
yeah.
The words we got from Scripture, he gave the writers the ability to write.
Yeah.
You put it all together, and when this glorious voice like a David Phelps starts singing a lyric like, "O Holy Night," to me, that is one of the greatest worship experiences I can be a part of. Yeah.
And here's David.
Dude. David Phelps.
Oh, he's got them on their feet. That was David Phelps. Oh, holy night.
And our goal today was to make you smile during Christmas. Christmas can be a tough time, but there's so much to smile about, and there's so much to be optimistic about.
You're so right, Bill, and thanks for joining us today for this homecoming Christmas. Till next time, from all of us to all of you and your family,
Merry Christmas!